What happens to you if Donald Trump wins? What do you do? What's your first move?
I mean, it sounds nuts, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy threw me in jail.
Really?
He's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did his whole first campaign around lock her up. Like, this is his motto.
Oh, he didn't say that, you know. He said he didn't say it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I take him at his word. I take him at his word. I take him at his word when he says that he's going to round up people. I take him at his word when he threatens journalists. I take him at his word. I feel like what we saw in his first presidency was an amuse-bouche to what his intentions are. He has learned from his mistakes of appointing professionals, and he will not make that mistake next time.
Well, she's at it again. AOC is freaking out over the prospect of Trump throwing her and her Democrat ilk in prison. It's surreal to even listen to this. Both the interviewer and AOC just seem completely self-unaware, not recognizing that it's Biden who's actively trying to lock up his political opponents. But in the end, what you just heard there was an admission. Our political ruling elite are absolutely scared witless over the prospects of a Trump return, and we're going to find out precisely why they ought to be afraid. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And, gang, let's just dive right in. Now, what's so important about what you just heard from AOC and the person interviewing her there is that it does represent a growing tension, a growing fear among our ruling elite that Trump really is poised to return to power. And what's so key here is that this fear is a radical departure from the way the legacy media and the liberal leftists were all talking a year ago or so, or even just 6 months ago. We have to remember, I mean, back then, Trump was completely dismissed as a hopelessly and irredeemably damaged politician. There was no coming back for him. If the Republicans were stupid enough to nominate him, Biden was going to win November 2024 in an absolute landslide. That was the conventional wisdom, as it were, of our pundit class up to about a few months ago. And then, slowly but surely, the admissions started to come in. You had the likes of Fareed Zakaria of CNN confessing, this is not playing out the way he thought. and make no mistake, in saying that, he's speaking on behalf of more than you can imagine. And one of the reasons for that is the stubbornly persistent polling that shows Trump beating Biden across the board. I mean, Decision Desk, national polling average across the board, Donald Trump beats Biden 41-39. Real Clear Politics, national polling average across the board, head-to-head, Trump leads Biden 46-45, but in a five-way, Trump pulls ahead by six. 44-38. And Project 538 also shows national polling average across the board, head to head, Trump leads Biden 41-39. Swing state polling's the same. In North Carolina, Trump's up by seven. In Nevada, Trump's up by six. In Georgia, Trump's up by five. In Arizona, Trump's up by five. In Pennsylvania, Trump's up by two. In Wisconsin, Trump's up by one. In Michigan, Trump's up by one. And polymarkets, which are the betting odds on who's going to win 2024? Polymarkets today has Trump up over Biden by 22. It's the biggest lead he's ever had. These polls have been relatively static over the last several months. If anything, they've been moving more in Trump's favor. And again, just to drive this home, since May, there have been 30 accredited polls taken at battleground states. 30. Trump has led in all but two. Of the 30 accredited polls taken in swing states since early May, Biden has led in just two. That is what AOC is freaking out over. That's what Fareed Zakaria is freaking out over. And when all is said and done, it's because of Biden's abysmal approval rating. He's stuck in the 30s, and you don't get reelected when 6 out of 10 voters think you're doing horribly. Did you see this? Take a look, according to the CBS poll, take a look at what's not affecting people's decisions on who they're going to vote for. It's the conviction. It comes in dead last. The verdict was a complete dud. It didn't move the needle one way or the other. What is moving the needle is the dreary economy. That is killing Biden. Did you see this? This is a headline in Forbes from last week. Look at this. The Fed quietly admits gold is replacing the dollar. The Fed is admitting that gold is replacing the dollar. And this is because more and more nations are losing confidence in the dollar. We've been talking about this for weeks, about the phenomenon of central banks around the world gobbling up gold rather than dollars. It's why the price of gold is expected to continue to climb, because when all is said and done, more and more nations are turning away from the dollar and they're turning back to gold. So that's why we have, as one of our wonderful friends and sponsors, the amazing company Gold Co., because they're patriots just like us who want to help you and guide you into getting into precious metals completely tax-free and penalty-free. In fact, if you click on the link below right now, you can get your very own absolutely free gold and silver kit. It's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And gang, just to show you how awesome the Patriots at Gold Co. are, the best part is that you may actually already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I mean, they're the best, gang. So what are you waiting for? Get in on the action by clicking on that link below or going to turleytalkslikesgold.com and get your free gold and silver kit today. It promises to be a real game changer. But it's not just the economy that's crushing Biden. It's immigration. Take a look at the CBS poll. I mean, seriously, gang. The poll found that 62% of respondents, a supermajority, support unequivocally the deportation of all, underscore that, all illegal migrants, 62%. How's Biden going to win when 62% of the population wants what only Trump will give them? And then, as if things couldn't possibly get worse, you've got this. According to the latest Rasmussen survey, 60% of voters believe that Biden is experiencing cognitive decline. 60%. And the same 60% believe the media is attempting to cover for him. So all of this is to say that the Democrats are definitely justified in being worried about what might happen to them with a Trump return, because with each passing day, that return looks more and more likely. Make sure to click on that link below and visit our good friends over at Gold Co. and get your own gold and silver kit absolutely free today. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.